Later tonight, President Barack Obama addresses a joint session of Congress. It's his first such speech since taking office 1 month ago. His speech will focus on the economic crisis facing the country. And NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Northern Virginia tonight on the campus of George Mason University. She's gathered a group of students from the region, both Democrats and Republicans, to watch the president tonight. And Linda, who do you have there with you?
Well, we have a group of students who are surprisingly, because I thought George Mason would be almost all Virginians, but we've got people from California, people from New York, and a fair number of people from Virginia, graduate students, and people who are PhD candidates, down to people who are freshmen here. So it's a pretty wide range. Most of them voted for Obama, but some did not, and some people who voted for Obama said it was not an easy decision to make.
And obviously we'll be paying close attention to the speech tonight. What are their expectations for what President Obama has to do here?
One of the people we talked to who voted for Mr. Obama but wasn't that sure about it, G.P. Manson, he says that he wanted to vote for McCain, then decided he didn't like Palin, then decided to vote for Obama. And at the moment, he's giving him pretty good grades.
I think he's doing pretty well. He's riding, obviously, his kind of first 100 days. I guess we're at the first 35 or 40 days right now. So not a big surprise to see his numbers doing pretty well. But he's certainly being a better communicator than his predecessor. And I think American people appreciate that. And I think the jury's out on his foreign policy still. And that's obviously all going to ride on the stimulus package.
The stimulus package is something that everybody's interested in. The fact that he managed to pass the stimulus package, he gets credit from quite a few of the people in this group. One of them is Joni Feingold, who she's from Andover, Massachusetts. She's a PhD candidate here. And she says that she watched the stimulus package and watched the Republican opposition to it and thought that Mr. Obama did well, but she says,
I hope that people have the patience for him to, for the rest of the government to catch up with him, because he may be promoting change and he may have some great ideas, but the wheels of government and Congress and the partisanship doesn't change as quickly as he would like it, or, you know, we imagine it should.
Linda, when these students talk about the economy, what are the main concerns, the main worries that you hear them express?
Well, they all obviously are having the same kinds of problems that other Americans are having. Concerns about jobs, I think, are very big. People are making decisions about whether to go on for more graduate school or stay here, stay in school, because they don't think they're going to have all that much luck finding a job. But I think that they are, by and large, optimistic about what is going to happen. They just think it's going to take a long time. They think that at least for the next year and maybe for longer, that this country is in for hard times.
Okay, Linda, thanks a lot. We're going to check back in with you later on after the speech.
Thanks very much, Melissa.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer. She's at George Mason University tonight in Northern Virginia, where she'll be watching President Obama's address to a joint session of Congress with students there.